Start your day.
The Big Show.
3BA.
FM 102.3.
It's a very good morning to Bruce Tweedale from the Ballarat Sportsmen's Association. Morning to you, Brucey boy.
PT, thank you very much for having me this morning.
And I didn't leave you out in the cold
too long
this morning, did I?
It was only about 10 minutes.
How's things going at the Sportsmen's Association? Well, everything's well?
PT, we're very, very excited about next week's meeting on the 6th of July. A club member, Michael Kearney, along with Phil Hoey, have written a book detailing the 1962 and 65 premiership years at the Essendon Footy Club.
Did you say Phil Hoey?
Yes.
Oh, this book will go on forever then.
Oh.
If I know Phil, he's a good flabbergaster, let me tell you.
Oh, okay.
So it's all about the Essendon Footy Club?
Yes, and the coach was John Coleman,
mm-hmm.
and the book is actually called Coley's Champs.
Right. I, like you, had never heard John Coleman referred to as Coley.
Me either.
There you go.
Never.
Players around him did.
Yes, apparently so. Now, the book is being launched next Wednesday, and some of the players from that era are actually attending the launch. I'll give you their names, PT. Ken Fraser, Don McKenzie, Johnny Burt, Darryl Gerlach, Huey Mitchell, and Gary Fenton.
Now, Gary Fenton, I know.
Yep.
Johnny Burt, I know.
Yes.
Both local footballers.
Correct.
Both down at Essendon. Johnny Burt actually coached Essendon for a year before he got kicked to the sidelines because they only won four games in that actual year. And speaking of the devil, John Burt, good morning to you.
Good morning, Paul.
How are you, my friend?
Bruce. I'm very well, thank you.
1 year at the helm, John. What year was that before you got kicked to the curb after Essendon only won four games?
We actually won 4.5.
You had a draw.
We had a draw with Collingwood in the second round. It was a time when I came to realise that my situation, I wasn't really a senior coach. I was a successful coach after that, coaching at Hawthorn and Footscray as assistant coach.
Mm.
That was more my role, bringing on younger people, rather than being the main coach in 1971.
But you certainly were successful as a player, John, not only here in Ballarat, but especially at Essendon. A couple of premierships you played in, actually two losing grand finals as well. You came sixth in the Brownlow medal 1 year. Quite a phenomenal achievement for a bloke from Ballarat.
I'm very proud of my roots in Ballarat. I had a great time at school and also playing with the Ballarat Football Club. But I was very lucky to be recruited to Essendon by the great Dick Reynolds. And I formed a great friendship with he and Bill Hutchison. And then a bit later with John Coleman. And I think that name, Coley, is Coley's Champs or whatever. Not Cooley. It's to do with John Coleman because he was often called Coley by many of his friends and players.
That's there you go. Now at least we know the truth is out there. Hey, John, what was it like being around such a legend of the game in John Coleman?
Well, it was awesome. I had the great honour of being with the three greatest players that ever played at Essendon. Coached by Dick Reynolds for 4 years. One of my dearest friends and a real person who helped me through my footy career was Billy Hutchison, who was a fantastic player. And then John Coleman as coach later on. And those three blokes are royalty at Essendon, and I was very fortunate to be involved with them.
Mm. As an ex-Essendon great, John Burt from Ballarat, you must have... Taken the news, the Essendon drugs saga. That news, because you had, what sort of drugs were you taking back in the '50s, there, Johnny Burt?
we were told it was a great drug. This little white thing we had at 3/4 time, but then I learned later it was an Aspro with the A scraped off.
An Aspro with the A scraped off.
Yeah, that's the greatest drug that we ever had.
That's quite phenomenal. I used to, my dad was a good friend of Dr. Alan Aylett at the North Melbourne Footy Club, and I used to get to go into the rooms at North Melbourne, especially around training sessions. And the boys there used to walk in with a ciggy in their one hand and a can of Foster's in the other hand. That was about the only drugs they were taking back then.
Yeah, well, it was a great story that Alec Epper's, one of our great teammates, who was recruited from Boulder in Western Australia, and he said there's one condition, and that is that I'm allowed to have a glass of red wine at three-quarter time. and he had his glass of red wine or some other alcoholic drink, sherry I think it might have been, at three-quarter time. And then quite a few of the Essendon players got onto that, and they were having sherry for three-quarter time. And as it turned out, the most reports in games in those years was after three-quarter time by the Essendon Football Club.
They had a bit of Dutch courage about them, John Burt.
They certainly did, Paul. Yeah.
Hey, mate, we can't wait for more stories to unfold out of your mouth. And, of course, you're going to be talking about this great book that has been written about not only Coley, John Coleman, the Essendon Football Club at the next Ballarat Sportsmen's Association, which is coming up, the dinner next Wednesday night. John, just before we let you go, what's your view on how footy is played today as compared to when you were playing?
Well, I love watching it on TV. Excuse me. When I'm at the game, the game is, seems to be played in about one third of the ground or a quarter of the ground, and people say, why don't they kick the ball instead of all this handball? But there's no one to kick it to because they're all up the field.
Yeah.
And it's very hard to tell, particularly when you get a bit older, you know, who's playing well and whatever because it's so far away. But the point is that the game was played a bit differently. The skills are great there today. The tackling is fantastic. I don't know if I'd have survived too many of those tackles they put on today. But the game is still a great game to watch. And as I said, I prefer to watch it on TV today.
John Burt, great to have your company on the big show here at 3BA and look forward to catching up with you next week in Ballarat.
Thank you very much, Paul.
That's our pleasure. What a beautiful man.
He's a lovely guy, isn't he?
A true gentleman.
He is. He really is.
Yeah. So Sherry's on the ground at three-quarter time.
Yeah, I could just see that happening. Now, as I mentioned before, PT, Ken Fraser, Don McKenzie, Johnny Burt, Daryl Gerlach, Huey Mitchell and Gary Fenton will join us next Wednesday night.
It'll be a Q&A session.
As a Q&A yep. session with our club member, Wes Cussworth.
He knows sport.
He does. So any Essendon supporters or anyone interested in footy, please give me a call on 0448 366 037. You can have tables of eight or just come along as singles.
As always, we'll get all the full details up onto the Big Show page at 3ba.com.au just a little later on this morning for you, so you can check out those details and get in touch. Bruce, always a pleasure, my friend. And we'll any ideas on next month's guests at the moment?
I can't talk about that.
I can't divulge.
No.
All right, secret squirrel.
I will let you know.
Secret squirrel. All righty. Sportsman's Association dinner next Wednesday, Ballarat Golf Club, 6:30 if memory serves.
6:30 for 7 o'clock.
Catch you next month.
Thanks, PT.